الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. What we will discuss at the moment is the explanation of the month of Ramadan as Allah Ta'ala has defined it in Quran. Many a time the best description of everything that is given in Quran, because of our relationship with Quran being quite weak, many of us not understanding the meaning of Quran, actions which are extremely hard, difficult, the benefits of which are not understood. If a person has to just read Quran and understand it from Quran, it takes a completely different color. Why? How come? What was the purpose behind it? Is it something I should dread? How should I look forward towards it? What should I do during it? So this will be a translation of certain verses and a slight explanation in the light of the ahadith regarding it. Allah Tabarakala describes the month of Ramadan in Surah Al-Baqarah. It starts with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alal ladhina min qablikum. The beginning verse is to show that fasting, no one ever said it's easy. Because it is something difficult, and the benefits of it is not like a business where you will see immediate benefit in front of your eyes. The benefits of the fast is hidden. That is why it comes in the narration that how a person loves the smell of musk. Allah Tabarakala loves the smell that emits from the man who is fasting. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim Jawzi explains that when a person has a bag of musk, he doesn't walk around with the thing open. He keeps it hidden. It's his. When he's in his areas where he wants to use that, he opens that slightly, that smell comes out. He perfumes himself and those that he loves with it. But he doesn't walk with it around. He says, why did Allah give the example of the bag of musk to the person fasting? That just like how the bag of musk, the musk is inside. Very, very few people outside know what's the value inside. Similarly, the man fasting, the person next to you will never know what you are. Many a time you yourself won't know what you are. But while you are fasting in the eyes of Almighty Allah, if only you could understand how valuable you are at that time. Illa Sawm, where Allah Tabarakala says, Kullu amali ibni Adam, every action for man is for him. Meaning the angels have already been told what to record. And he said, Illa Sawm. As for fasting, the fasting is for me. Wa ana ajzi, and I will myself decide what reward I want to give for it. The fasting is for me. Even the man, the woman fasting will never understand your value. Because just like how the bag of musk does not understand what is within it. But it's just a bag. The musk has made that bag valuable. If that bag has to be purchased in the market, no one will pay the price of the bag. They're going to pay the price of the musk. When your value will be taken, Allah will not put value on you because of your skin, because of your external, because of all that you worry about, how beautiful, how young, how fresh. All of that is a thing of this world and is a thing of the grave. It will have its day, one day, and then it will no longer be. But the bag now gets value because of what is in it. It is the fast. In the past, in the books of poetry, Sheikh Saadi was famous for his poetry in Farsi and the examples he would give. So one example that he gave in his book was that a person in the past, they would look for this mud cloth. There was no water, there was no toilet paper, it was a mud cloth. You take the mud cloth and you use it for your istinja. So it is sand which is dirty. And now it is going to be used for something even dirtier. And after it's used to purify a person, then it's just thrown without any value. Thrown. So sand which was dirty, dusty, now it is used for a dirty purpose. And then when it's thrown away, it becomes even dirtier. He says, but a person took a mud cloth and he found in it the smell of musk, rose. So he felt shy to use it for his istinja. He said, since when do you have the smell of a rose? He says, if the mud cloth could speak, it would say, I'm not a rose. But I am that sand whose place was under roses. So when the rain of Allah would fall, it would hit the rose petal, and thereafter the water would grab the smell of the rose and fall on me. He says, I am no rose, but because I stayed around the roses, I got the smell of the rose. Sheikh Saadi then said, the man feels shy then to use it for dirt, and he decides to put it one side. That which had absolutely no value and was ready to be used for a very, very low matter suddenly becomes valuable. Me and you during the month of Ramadan, you will never understand what value it gives us. For me and you, it's just waking up for Sehri, taking a few bites, pushing the day. But this narration shows us what we become. The fast is like musk. The value of it is hidden from the whole world. It's even hidden from the one carrying it, me and you. Our body within which is that value is like a normal body, a bag. It has no value at all. But when the rains of Almighty Allah falls upon the fast, it affects the man fasting, the woman fasting. If there was no value in us, then one day perhaps we would have also been taken and dumped. But now when the inside has given us the smell of musk, this is what gives us value in the court of Almighty Allah. So that is the first. We will never understand what it is. It's a thing of iman bil ghaib. So the verse starts, O people of iman, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. That there are many things in this world, you cannot see its value in front of you. That doesn't mean there's no value to it. Look at your fast with the eyes of iman. Look at your fast with the eyes of iman. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim wrote, that the day when we will die, you will understand what is one day of Ramadan. He said, if the people of the grave could be given one wish, their wish would be if they were allowed one day of Ramadan. Finished. If they were allowed one day of Ramadan. So the verse starts, O people of Iman, this is a thing of Iman bil Ghaib. You will not see. For me and you, we are already looking, when is Ramadan? Is it going to be Thursday? Can it be Friday? One day less. When is Eid? How many days I have to pull? Because it's not easy. But if you have to look at Ramadan with the eyes of Iman, you know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. Allah Tabarakallah Himself knows it's not easy for us. So He says, Ayyaman ma'dudat. It's only a few days. It's only a few days. But the benefit of it will be not only for this world. Where scholars mentioned, if your fast, if your Jummah can be safe from evil, your Friday, Allah will protect your entire week from evil. If your Ramadan can be saved from evil, Allah will protect your entire year from evil. If your Hajj can be saved from evil, Allah will protect your entire life from evil. So Ramadan to next Ramadan, it helps you for the entire year. But it doesn't end with the year. The day the eye closes, you will see Ramadan taking you till forever and ever. If the people in the grave could be given one wish, they would say, if only they could be given one day of Ramadan to make ibadat of Allah. One day of Ramadan. Normally when a person is told to do something, he always looks at it as it is, and that's why he says very hard. When you will look at it in the light of Quran, you will see how Allah Tabarakala says, how easy have I made it for you. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا وَلَا سَفَرْ. That if it happens, you are not well. Example, a woman cannot fast in certain days of Ramadan. A man becomes sick. وَعَلَى سَفَرٍ is traveling and it's not easy. Normally, if ever you run an institute, you run a madrasa, you got a hifz class, and you get that student who always wants off, or you get that father who always comes and says, you know, I'm going for Umrah now. Can my child get one day off? Can he come back one day late? The principal gets irritated. Finally, he tells the father, see, rules are rules. Rules are made not to be broken. However, the principal is a man, and the person asking is a man. But the normal law is, a boss tells the worker, you know what? How many times you're breaking the law? You want to work or you don't want to work? Even the worker says, I feel shy to ask boss. And if ever the relationship comes between a master and a slave, there's no talk of asking. But Allah Tabarakala is that master. He gives a law. And after that he says, I'll make it easy for you. I'll make it more easier for you. I want it to be easy for you. Does a master speak like that to a slave? Normally a master says, you make sure you do it, finish. Don't ask questions. Don't make stories. When you read it in Quran, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا, if you are sick, O my servant, أو على سَفَرٍ, if you are on journey, فَإِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, no problem. You may keep the fast on some other day. Going further, Allah Ta'ala says, why? يُرِيدُ اللَّهَ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ. Allah's desire is always to make life easy for you. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. He doesn't want to make it difficult for you. So again he says, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيدًا وَعَلَى سَفَرٍ. If you are sick, if you are on a journey, فَإِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Allah Ta'ala speaks further, أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةَ الصِّيَامِ. Do you know in the nights of fasting, relationships between husband and wife is also allowed. And eating and drinking right till dawn is also allowed. وَكُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا حَتَّى. Now you might wonder, that's obvious. That is why Quran is needed to explain fasting of Ramadan. When Allah Tabarakala made the first fast, the law was like how it was in the past. That if it is a day of fasting, it's a night of fasting. So if a person was told to stay away from his wife during the day, he was also required to stay away at night. And once a person's eyes closed, the next day's fast would start. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu working in the field comes home. He says to his wife, is there anything? The wife immediately says that at the moment in the house there's nothing, but just wait here. I'm going to my neighbor to see if they got something. Quickly I'll bring it for you so you can eat something. But while waiting, his eyes closes. She gets something prepared, she comes to her husband and she says, what have you done? Why did you fall asleep? But now the next day's fast has started. He goes out to work, and because of not having eaten for so long, and the heat of the day, he faints. Thereafter Allah Tabarakah reveals this verse. Me and you never saw that. Scholars mention, if Allah wanted to, there was no need to make that man faint. From day one, the law would have been, let me teach you how to fast. But Allah tabarakala let it happen that it started hard, until one sahabi fainted and then it was made easy. So that me and you, when we fast, we don't say very hard. We understand what it was and we say very easy. We understand what it was. One of the problems of children today is they see the business and they don't see how hard it was to start the business. So then they'll complain, I have to work so many hours. But the father will say, you know, when I started this business, how many hours I used to work? Me and your mother used to work during the day, during the nights. There was no food, there was no money. Now you entering the business, you're so lazy. You only have to give a couple of hours and everything is there. You got workers. But because a child has never been introduced what the past was, the parents get upset. They say the child is so immature. He doesn't appreciate. It must not happen in Ramadan, me and you also don't appreciate. One is, it makes us like musk. The bag will never understand the value of musk. But that musk, the fast has made us the bag of musk. Our value comes because of fasting. Don't look at it as a burden. It is a hidden gift. You will have to look at it with the eyes of Iman. Number two, appreciate the ease in the month of Ramadan. Where Allah wanted, it could have been much, much, much more difficult. Yuridullah bikumul yusra. Oh my servant, there's so much of benefit in it. I want it to be easy for you, I don't want it to be difficult. But you need to do it. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. Those that can manage, then I want you to give the fidya, we call it sadaqatul fitr. That fidya is a very small amount. In your country, I don't know how much it is, but in our country, it's only about 30 rand. 30 rand is like nothing. 100 rupees. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that small amount, it will make someone happy, and it will purify your fast from every dirt. Again, Allah tabarakallah says, if you can manage, if you can manage, can you give this amount? وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَ. Such a small amount. Such a small amount. That is the required. فَمَنْ تَتَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. After that Allah Ta'ala says, so I want 30 days of fast, which could be 29, that's first. And I want a sadaqatul fitr amount that's necessary. 30 days and a sadaqatul fitr amount. Now if you can do anything over and above this, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ, very, very good. Over and above means what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fast 30 days. Thereafter every month give 3 days. Meaning only 1/10 of that amount. Only 1/10 of that amount. He said, the dirt of your heart, Allah will remove it. The hardest thing to purify, they write, dirt of the heart is hatred for others, jealousy, enmity, pride, love of this world. A person will give his life in a khanka to a spiritual sheikh just to purify the heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 30 days in Ramadan, 3 days every month, a little extra if you're now ready to do, fahuwa khair. Very, very good. Sadaqatul fitr in Ramadan, necessary. Any other extra charity in or out of Ramadan, fahuwa khayr, very, very good. Give a little bit extra. So Ramadan teaches me and you have to do it. To bayans of women, we normally emphasize this. You must give your own zakat. Not your husband must give your zakat. You must give your sadaqatul fitr. Not your husband must give. And if you say, I don't have anything, then how is he paying your zakat? If you say, no, I only have jewelry, then sell some jewelry if you got no cash. Because the purpose of zakat, the purpose of sadaqatul fitr, is to remove the love of that wealth from you. When your husband gives the zakat, he is not removing any love from you. You must feel the pinch. Your sadaqatul fitr, only 30 rands, maybe 90 rupees. You must give. You must give. You must learn how to take out. The wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she would do a small business from home. She never needed money. She would run that small business just so that whatever she would earn, she could give it in charity. Nowadays the work, what is called woman working from home, is a big thing. But whenever you ask, why is the wife working? The normal answer is because her makeup is very expensive. She needs money for her makeup. So she does her own, her dress, her ideas in dressing is very high. When I got married to her, she told me, you will not manage to maintain me. I got high ideals. So can I work? He said, no problem, you work. So her dressing, her shoes, she got matching shoes for every cloak. If you have to see her cabinet, it can suffice the entire Syria. Every child can get something. The house, if you look at it, you will say this can be a shop. She said, no, this is my wife. We mentioned this in many bayans. One alim went to a program. He was so happy that the turnout is so good because he looked at the amount of shoes outside. Later on, he's saying, small area, so many women came, mashallah. His wife said, no, not so many women came. He said, but I saw so many shoes. He said, all belong to the auntie of the house. One auntie, 2 feet, so many shoes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wife, Zainab radiallahu anha, they asked, who will be the one who will pass away first after your demise from the wives? He said, the one with the longest arms. They said, then we decided to measure whose arms were the longest. We picked up, it will be one wife, but she never passed away first. Another one passed away. We were shocked. Then we understood what it meant. The one whose arms are the longest means the one who gives the most charity. Said she would work. She would make something with her hands and she would sell it. Only and only for the purpose that she could give charity of the money that would come to her. Her whole purpose of her business was, I want to spend for my akhirah. I want to spend for my akhirah. The month of Ramadan is to teach me and you. It is not only keeping spirituality during Ramadan. I want you to be able to take the spirituality out of Ramadan. 30 days of Ramadan, may Allah give me and you the ability. Out of Ramadan, 3 days every month. 30 in, 3 days out. And it is the purification of the heart. Sadaqatul fitr and zakat, most of the people give their zakat in Ramadan. It's not compulsory, but most do it nowadays. Sadaqatul fitr in Ramadan, a little charity out of Ramadan. But you must give it. You must give it. A little. Very little. In Ramadan, if it's 30 days out of Ramadan, 3 days every month. 3 every month. The year is 12 months. So another 36. Finish. 30 in Ramadan, 36 out of Ramadan. Quran in Ramadan, little Quran out of Ramadan. Charity in Ramadan, little but out of Ramadan. Little. Let the spirituality continue after Ramadan. And you will see little fasting, little charity. Third, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, this is the month in which Quran has been revealed. A little Quran in Ramadan, a little Quran out of Ramadan. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah mentioned, it is the right of Quran, bare minimum, that a person makes 1-2 khatams of Ramadan, of Quran in the year. Bare minimum. Scholars have mentioned, if you can't go more, the bare minimum is. They said, it appears that one khatam will take place in Ramadan. Because many people in the ummah in the past were found. Minimum in Ramadan was one khatam. So you can get one in Ramadan, minimum then you can get one out of Ramadan. Quran push in Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read a lot of Quran. And he would give a lot of charity in the month of Ramadan. It was in Ramadan where Jibreel alayhi salam would meet him and they would make door of Quran. It's Ramadan where, see, your husband is going to go for Taraweeh. You will make the very fast Taraweeh at home if you're reading at home. The women normally say very hard to read Taraweeh at home. It's very easy for the uncles in the masjid. Because they got someone reading for them. The uncles say very hard for us in the masjid because the imam reads slowly. Very easy for the woman, they read fast, fast. Everyone says the other one is hard, easy and mine is hard. No one's is easy, no one's is hard. Everyone's is manageable. But you have to push for it. It comes in the narration where Allah Tabarakara smiles at his servant. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, which servant? He said, a man who has a beautiful wife and a lovely bed. But at night he stands up. And then he leaves his wife and his bed to be able to read Quran for Allah at night. Allah Tabarakala says, for me he left his wife and his bed for me. Scholars mention in the month of Ramadan, this is me and you. Where the wife, she sees the bed, she just finished the supper, she finished cleaning, she's very tired now. She sees that lovely bed. Her husband as it is not in the house. But then she goes on the musalla, 2 rakats, then she looks at the bed, another 18 left, whoa. Another 2 rakats, 16 left, whoa. She goes down, she sits up, she takes some coffee. No one said it's easy. No one said it's easy. But to make Almighty Allah happy, no one ever said it's easy. If you understand this narration, that Allah smiles at his servants. The being of Almighty Allah is free from those qualities which me and you have. Allah's smile is nothing like our smile. But what a word was used. What a word was used. Where Allah smiles at his servants and he says, left her bed for me. During Ramadan, when you feel tired, think of this word. Think of this narration. That I only got one chance to make my Allah happy with me. I only got one chance. There is love with Almighty Allah. It's not commands, it is love. And in love, love makes a lover do amazing things. You're very tired, but you know your beloved is getting happy if you do something. You say, I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. Push yourself to finish that. Because one day your standing in the nights of Ramadan is going to show you such rewards that you will understand why Allah made me do what He made me do. Allah gets nothing out of your tiredness except that He wants to give you. Certain times, to be able to pay an individual, you'll have to push the individual. Push, push. Later on you will say, I never pushed you except that I wanted to give you. If I had just told you it's up to you, you would never have done it. I forced you into it. وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah made the fast of Ramadan farz upon you. And I establish for you the standing. It has been established for the males and the females. If you are a hafidah of Quran, or how much you know of Quran, you read it in your qiyam. You read it in your qiyam. If not, those surahs that you know, but don't rush through it. There's no rush. It is the whole night that you have. Yes, you will be tired. Take a little rest after asr if you want. Because understand that your ibadah starts at night. How Ramadan, the fast is during the day. During the day you can sleep, no problem. Ramadan is not a month of samosas and bajjas, understand that. And maybe if you want to, you can tell your husband, the bayan play from this minute to this minute. To tell him the rest of the year, I make samosas and bajjas for you. Ramadan is not the month for samosas and bajjas. But Allah made it such. Or you can say the devil made us understand that Ramadan is a month of feasting more than fasting. I enter some houses in Ramadan. Instead of Quran day, I see the recipe book. Ramadan wasn't for the recipe book. Recipes is the rest of the year. Ramadan is we resting during the day. Afternoon, we all taking our qailula. It comes also. A person fasting, even his sleep is an ibadah. Hafsa, the daughter of Ibn Sirin, would say, instead of during the fast engaging in backbiting and spoiling my whole fast, why don't I just sleep? Because I know while sleeping I am being given the reward of ibadah during Ramadan. She says, instead of staying awake and backbiting, why don't I just sleep? Because my sleeping in the state of fasting is written as an ibadah. In Ramadan, take a good rest. Take a good rest. There's no lunch. And after Maghrib, they don't have to be breakfast, lunch and supper. And that is where the problem is. So much is made during the day of Ramadan that where the auntie can rest. Already from 2 months before Ramadan, in our friends we have those aunties who make samosas for the other aunties. Her business just booms before Ramadan. She says she is just filling the samosas. This one is buying, that one is buying, that one is buying. Ramadan was when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what a wonderful thing to end your fast on dates. And then he said, what a wonderful thing to start your fast on dates. So if you needed to have food in Ramadan, buy a box of dates. Dates, little bit water. You started your fast, you got it, dates. You ended your fast, you got it, dates. But the wife will normally say, my husband will never accept. That's an amazing sentence. Because whenever you ask the husband, can you do this, can you do that? He says, you know, I want to, Morana, but the wife, she's very strong-minded. She don't change. I wanted to get my daughter married in an Islamic manner, but you know, my wife, she got her own mind. You know, this woman, you can't tell them anything. Then when we tell the woman in Ramadan, you know what, make it simple, make it easy, ibadah during the day. She said, my husband, you know, they want their food. So here one side I hear the husband is in charge. The other side I hear the wife is in charge. When you ask who's in charge, you say nafs is in charge. Nafs. Nafs is in charge. Because of which none of us want to do, so we put the blame on the other. Nafs is in charge. May Allah make it that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's tariqah becomes in charge. Husband and wife sit down and say, years and years we ate in Ramadan. Is it not the time for us to fast in Ramadan? And you will see you don't need so much food at night. And you don't need so much food in the day. Out of Ramadan, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was fasting. And he would join the next fast without even eating in between. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, can we not do that also? It was known as sawme wisal, joining one fast to the other. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no way, I want you to eat. You must eat something. They said, but Allah's Nabi, you do it. If you do it, can't we do it? He said, no. He said, my Allah feeds me and gives me to drink directly. Scholars mention what is called spiritual strength. They wanted to do that also. He said, no way, you will eat. How much you need to eat? When you will start practicing on this, you will see you eat less, you will still have enough strength. You eat less, you will still have enough strength. If there's a little bit food after Ramadan, after Ikhtar, the husband will eat it and he will still manage Taraweeh. And you will still manage Taraweeh. No one will die. Try it the first day. It's like a person who goes to swim. I learned swimming in Mauritius. When I went in the water, the person said, what do you think is going to happen? I said, I'm going to drown. He said, how are you going to drown? He said, just close your mouth and go inside. Think. And you'll see, hey, I never drown. I never drown. He said, the only thing about swimming is you have to move, remove the fear. That's me and you got a fear, I'm going to starve. Everyone got that fear. My child will starve. I'll starve. Husband will starve. Wife will starve. Everyone will starve. So day one of Ramadan, put all that samosas in the fridge. So that if you start starving and you're on the brink of going to hospital, then quickly someone will take out that samosa and put it in your mouth and you won't starve. Then you'll realize, hey, I never starved. And that samosa is still sitting in the fridge. The main thing is fear. Main thing is fear. Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Murana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali, after Maghrib, they would bring a small cup of tea and something to dip in the tea. And then he would even say, and I'm only having this because my friends said they want to spend some time with me. Otherwise, I don't even feel like having a cup of tea. I just need to start again reading Quran, just now it's Taraweeh. Then he would just start reading, taking a little bit rest, and it was his very time. Then again he would say, okay, bring some tea and something to dip in the tea. And then he would say, even this year my heart, my stomach is just not hungry. But because friends are having something, let me have something. You will think impossible. See a person who's swimming. He moves in the water like nothing is happening. You ask him, how are you doing it? You don't need a life jacket. You don't need something to keep you up. He said, no, once the fear goes away, you naturally will just float. In Ramadan, I promise you, you don't need food to keep you floating. You will naturally float. The less food you will have in your fridge in Ramadan, the more spirituality you'll have in your house in Ramadan. Try it. In the past, houses who looked for a house with no food, we find Ramadan full of food. The husband walks in Zuhr time, he already sees what's made. Then closer to Maghrib time, he starts smelling what's made. The neighbors start smelling what's made. Everyone understands Ramadan is the time of food. I don't think anyone understood Ramadan is the time of fasting. Again, number one, 30 days of fasting and 3 days every month. And the dirt of your heart will be removed. Number two, sadaqatul fitr in Ramadan and a little charity out, but you have to give it. Number three, Quran in Ramadan and Quran in out. In Ramadan, lot of Quran. Lot of Quran. And especially Qiyam. Stand in front of Almighty Allah at night. During the day you can read Quran. But during the night, stay awake for Allah. وَسَنَنْتُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا I wanted you to stay awake for Allah at night. In the initial period, it was the entire night. In the initial period, it was the entire night. But you'll only manage that if you sleep during the day. After Zuhr, take a qailula. Take a long qailula. Sleep that 2.5 hours which you're going to pull at night, 2.5 hours. Let it not be after Maghrib you say, I got a terrible headache. You say, why you never take out that headache during the day? Sleep during the day. Make your burden during the day lighter. Be like Hafsa, the daughter of Ibn Sirin. She said, I rather sleep during the fast. So I don't backbite regarding anyone. My Allah will write it for me as an ibadah. Because at night I'll have to stand in front of my Allah. Let our Ramadan nights not go like how it has gone up till now. That we only sleep and we sleep and we sleep. So Ramadan, Quran in Ramadan and a little Quran out of Ramadan. At least 2 khatams during the year. One in Ramadan and one the remaining year. Will we not manage that? Qiyam in Ramadan, I stand for 20 rakats. Out of Ramadan, can I not manage 4 rakats? Little but lot in Ramadan, little out of Ramadan. Lot in Ramadan, little out of Ramadan. And then comes the last ibadah. So I'm bringing you to 5. I want you to note it. It is not a bayan I want it to be. I want it to be a lahiya amal. Meaning a constitution for practice. I haven't come to waste my time and your time. If it is just listening to the bayan and then meeting friends, After that saying, auntie, how are you? You know, I came, I haven't met you so long. That's why I came for the program. And we rather shouldn't have come here. I should have gone swimming. You should have gone cooking and buying. It's for Amal. Point number one. Fast in Ramadan 30. 3 days every month out of Ramadan. It will remove the dirt of the heart. May Allah give us tawfiq. Point number two. Sadaqatul Fitr, you give your Sadaqatul Fitr from your money. And if you don't have money, then do some work. Sell something. Just to get 30 rands, 90 rupees. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينَ. And the one who can manage it, you can manage it. A word, أَطَاقَ يُطِيقُ means who can manage it with a little difficulty. You can manage. 90 rupees. I'm sure somewhere in your cupboard you got some hidden treasure. I'm sure you can look at your gold and your silver. And you can tell your husband, you know, I got no cash. I want to give my Sadaqatul Fitr. So now gold price has gone up in the market. Say, let's sell some gold of mine. Learn to feel the pinch. Little in Ramadan, little out of Ramadan. Many aunties, they said, my husband, when I went to England, some friends of ours run a charity organization. They say the most money that comes for the charity organization is during Taraweeh. I said, Taraweeh time? How a man is giving charity Taraweeh time? He says, no, the uncle is in the masjid. But while he's in the masjid, his wife is listening to the radio. She's listening to an Islamic channel. Or she's seeing it. And then in the Islamic channel, they're explaining to her, we're now in Sudan, we're now in Nigeria, we're now in Syria, we're now in Afghanistan. And you know the poverty levels here are high. And auntie, she's supposed to be reading Taraweeh, but she's not reading Taraweeh, she's relaxing on the bed there. But at least she's listening to Islamic channel. And then they say, you know what, who's giving charity, who's giving charity? He says, so she pulls out her husband's card. And she swipes. He says, the husband's heart starts beeping because the imam is pulling and he needs to see how much he's giving. He said, the amount we collect in Ramadan, but it's not the auntie's money, it's the uncle's money. That amount, I know all of you are ready to give. You go home and say, husband, hey, give for this cause, very good. Give. The husband says, no problem, I'll give. He'll feel the pinch, but you're not feeling the pinch. I want you to feel the pinch. You give money from your wealth. Two, in Ramadan and out of Ramadan. Number three, Quran in Ramadan and Quran out of Ramadan. Now you make an intention. You know certain days in Ramadan I won't be reading. So I have to already work out how many paras I will make to make my khatam. One in Ramadan and one out of Ramadan. Minimum. Three. Four. My qiyam in Ramadan was sanantu lakum qiyama. My Nabi said, I established for you the standing in Ramadan. It is not when I finish eating, it's dishes time. And my husband is gone for Taraweeh. Rather, let's say, when I finish eating and he goes for Taraweeh, I also go for Taraweeh. And when he comes back from Taraweeh, I come out of the room, and then together as we ate, together we wash the dishes. Can we do it like that? Now you'll be happy, that makes sense. He ate, let him clean the dishes also. Let him clean the dishes. Why the wife carries on cleaning the kitchen, cleaning the kitchen, cleaning the kitchen, until when the husband comes back, he finds her in the kitchen. And then she tells him, you want a cup of tea? No problem. Then he says, you want some dessert? No problem. And then they're going to sleep and it's already Seri time. So she already wakes up and says, you want eggs, what you want for Seri? That woman sees more of the kitchen in Ramadan than she sees out. As soon as he goes for the Qiyam, Nabi Qasim said, I established the Qiyam for you. You also part of the world. You. And if it is those days when you are not reading, then Allah Ta'ala has regarded you as weak. Even then take a tasbih and go in the room. And then sit on your bed or sit on your musalla and make the dhikr of Almighty Allah. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, which person who fasts is the best? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, aktharuhum dhikran lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. The one who remembers Almighty Allah the most. Zikrullah during Ramadan. Zikrullah. Dua. So I mentioned to you four. Before I bring to the first. Again, may Allah make it that it shouldn't just be words. You must be intending, I'm going to let it happen. 30 days in, 3 days out every month. Sadaqah inside, sadaqah outside. Quran inside, Quran outside. Qiyam during Ramadan, 20 rakats. Qiyam out of Ramadan, 4 to 8 rakats. Amal comes with intention, make the intention and Allah will create the amal. Last one, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servant will now ask that I need to make dua to Allah, how must I make it? Allah Tabarakallah says, say to my servant, I am so close, at any time during Ramadan, whenever you want to ask me, as soon as you say Allah, you will hear my answer saying, oh my servant, now ask. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the dua of the one fasting, the dua of the one fasting is readily accepted in the court. You have worries of your children, you have worried of your families, you have worried of your madrasa, your students, your progeny, your ummah, your life, your akhirah, your parents. You got lot worries, I got lot worries. The month of Ramadan is to teach us, worry less and ask more. Worry less and ask more. The one on who the door of dua opens, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, all doors of goodness has opened upon him. Ramadan is to teach us how to ask. There must be a time before iftar where you are engaged in dua. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke specially of the dua just before breaking the fast. Specially he spoke of the dua just before breaking the fast. If you have to ask me, what dua? So many a time when a person is going for umrah, I give this advice. I say, you know, you're going for umrah, do you know what you want? The person looks shocked, like, what you mean? I say, before umrah comes, choose some 5 duas. Choose 5 duas, which is something you really want. Then wherever you are in umrah, repeat those 5 duas. Other duas you carry on mentioning. But you will say, this umrah cannot finish except I had asked for 5 things. Similarly, let this Ramadan not finish. Before the coming of Ramadan, I want you to choose a few duas. Because every year is a different year. Every year brings about a different challenge. One whose child is just going to be born, that challenge of my child. Will the birth be easy? Will the days after the birth be easy? Will there be any sickness? Will the child fall? Will the child become hurt? It's a new challenge. My child is going to get married. It could work, it might not work. It might be happy days, it might be sad days. It could result in a divorce, there's a challenge in front. The business we're opening, it might be good, it might be bad. My father is now reaching this age, there has to be an operation next year, it could work, it might not work. Every year brings about a new challenge. Ramadan is the time to ask for ease in the challenge. Everyone, you know your needs. Make specific your needs. And say, during this Ramadan, 30 days, the times of acceptance is 3. One is before starting the fast. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about why Allah makes you wake up for Sehri. Because Allah wants you to ask for something during the time. Otherwise, where would you have woken up in that last minutes before dawn? Second time of the acceptance of the fast is when you end your fast. Just before Maghrib. Just before Maghrib. And the third type of when you must ask is during the time when you're hungry. When you're making wudu, 3 duas are readily accepted. 3. That is why the sunnah duas of wuzu are 3. One is before starting the wuzu. Bismillah or Bismillah walhamdulillah ala deen al-Islam. In the name of Allah, it comes in the narration, you make this Bismillah at the beginning. Forget the lungs that you washed, whatever you never washed also. Internal and external, everything becomes clean of sin. Then there's a dua after wuzu. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin. Allah, make me from those who make tawbah. Make me from those who always remain clean. Then there's one dua in between. This is a unique dua. Anytime in between. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi wa wassi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. Allah, let my every sin be forgiven. Allah, let my house be spacious. Scholars mentioned one who is desirous of having their own house. One who once desirous of having a house of love, a house without problems, must continuously make this dua. وَبَارِكْ لِي فِي رِزْقِي. One who is worried about his sustenance giving good results. One dua in the wuzu. Now when you know the barakah of the blessings of this dua, what it can get, who will forget it? Similarly in Ramadan, dua is three. One is before fast starting the fast. One is just before ending the fast. And one is while fasting. Any time during the day when you feel that hunger pang, then you remember that three or five du'as which you set it, which you had already written, and again you will make it. At the end of Ramadan, you will say, 3 daily, 30 days, 30 times 3, 90 times I had asked Almighty Allah, at the times when Allah had promised me acceptance, will my Allah then not give me what I am asking? So dua. And the second for dua is, download or purchase a kitab of the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every day, it's written normally in manzils, the dua of Monday, the dua of Tuesday, the dua of Wednesday. Every day complete one manzil. Every day. In Ramadan, do it a manzil per day. After Ramadan, a page per day. But dua in Ramadan, dua out of Ramadan. Ramadan is to make us carry it forward, even if in a smaller amount. May Allah tabarakala allow. Allah did not bring fasting as a burden upon us. It comes with so much of goodness. But it got to do with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O people who have the eyes of Iman, you cannot see the blessings of fasting with the physical eye. You will have to see it with the eye of the heart. May Allah tabarakala make our Ramadan a beautiful Ramadan, a protected Ramadan. Ramadan is protected from evil. The entire year gets protected from evil. Ramadan is accepted by Almighty Allah. Our life and the life coming after is beautiful. May Allah tabarakala grant. Ulama would mention, learn to love your life like Ramadan. Your death will come like an Eid. May Allah tabarakallah make ours like that. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bonjour les amis, donc pour un rafraîchissement, pour un monsieur aussi qui me porte ce suite, donc il y a deux points de rafraîchissement avant de la lecture. Merci.